For Native American women, breast cancer is the second most common death from cancer. We're discussing what can be done to address it with the head of the Ignace Indian Health Center on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. For nearly a half century, the Ignace Indian Health Center has been serving the healthcare needs of Milwaukee's Native American community. How important is culturally sensitive healthcare to you? Is it important that your doctor understand your heritage, your background, especially when battling a disease like cancer? It's 800-642-1234. Dr. Lyle Ignace is CEO of the Gerald L. Ignace Indian Health Center, member of the Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin and the Coeur d'Alene Tribe of Idaho. Dr. Ignace, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Hannah. Thank you for having me.
What are your insights from your many years in the medical profession as you see Native American women battling breast cancer?
Yeah, this is certainly a devastating disease and certainly a surprise to all women who become diagnosed with cancer. It's come a long way. I've practiced in many different areas of the country, mainly around Indian health. And so it's never easy, not only to let someone know they have cancer, but also having to walk them through not just the diagnosis, but also the treatment options. So it's never easy. And there are positive stories that do come out, but they're always very devastating.
Why does the disparity exist with worse outcomes, breast cancer having more deadly outcomes for Native women?
Yeah, so, the principal part of screening is the early detection and prevention of breast cancer. And so it's important that all women of eligible age do get screenings as early as it's possible. And, probably the biggest reason is the late staging of breast cancer, and that really starts with the screening. Unfortunately, Native Americans have probably the lowest rate of mammography screening than all other races and ethnicities, and so that can lead to late staging.
And when you say late staging, you mean a later diagnosis that cancer has spread, that cancer has progressed.
Yes, correct. Thank you for clarifying that. So that does lead for fewer options and more dramatic surgical and chemotherapy. And so that late diagnosis can certainly impact the long-term survival as well.
The program manager at the Wisconsin Intertribal Pink Shawl Initiative has said she's heard people call breast cancer a white woman's disease. And I'm wondering, how does that sit with you? How do patients' perceptions of the disease affect your ability to serve Native American women in Milwaukee?
Yeah, so, There's always an effort to assure and present prevention and screening and how important it is to age eligible individuals. There's always discussions, good discussions, and we can always set people up. It is the hardest part between that discussion and actually having screenings done that make it so difficult, because there are barriers. Scheduling someone to actually someone arriving. And a lot of that has to do with transportation. At least here in Milwaukee, we're dealing with a higher proportion of a Native population that is lives below the federal poverty line. So, transportation is a big issue. And if they're unable to get that transportation to the simplest thing as a screening, they may not show up. And so it becomes harder and harder to do that, to screen people.
I would imagine, too, that if you're living in poverty, your health screening, your annual health screening is a much lower priority than, say, keeping the lights on, keeping the rent paid, making sure that you can get to your job tomorrow.
Sure, absolutely. And it all plays into the successful rates of screening. And one of the things that we try to do to reduce that is to set up a mammogram bus at our location every 3 months. And so we try to schedule people around not just their routine health visits, but also try to get them set up for their mammogram on the same day at the same location. So it's just one of our efforts to kind of reduce one of those barriers.
Take us on the bus, if you will. What is it like, and how do you deliver those services?
So we have a partnership with Aurora, and you know, one of the buses, like your standard RV, is really big, and it has a waiting area. It has the mammogram set up, and it's parked outside our building, and so I've never been inside, but I hear it's nice.
Yeah, and this bus then goes into particular neighborhoods, or how often? How is it used?
Well, this is specifically set up for with the Pink Shawl and the Gerald L. Ignace Indian Health Center. So we coordinate our efforts to align and schedule our Native clients same day routine visits with them, their mammogram appointment.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Dr. Lyle Ignace, who's CEO at the Gerald L. Ignace Indian Health Center in Milwaukee. Dr. Ignace is an internal medicine specialist, holds a master's in public health from Harvard School of Public Health. You can join in. Do you have access to breast cancer screenings? How do you know when it's time to get screened? Do you have trouble accessing these appointments? What's preventing you from getting screened? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Dr. Ignace, the literature has changed somewhat for who needs to be screened and how often. Remind us where we're at with that.
Yeah, so currently the current recommendations
Are you still there, Dr. Ignace? I think we're having trouble hearing you. Dr. Ignace, are you still with us?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Yes, I was just asking if you could help us understand when is the appropriate time to get a screening, a breast cancer screening?
So the appropriate times, I'm trying to recall the numbers. Give me a second.
Oh, that's okay. I wonder, as you bring those numbers up, one thing that the Ignace Indian Health Center has done is holding talking circles, and they're similar to group therapy sessions. What is the significance to doing these talking circles that, you know, for Native American women experiencing breast cancer?
Yes, this is really an important part of introducing culture and tradition, especially for Native women, in particular people who are survivors of cancer. This is really integrating the spirituality and the mental healing of not only the journey that women have to go through, but there's also people, you know, of similar background and maybe tribal background. And it allows for, you know, real talk, real discussion and spiritual healing and ceremonies that help women, not just come to terms, but I think also come to peace and harmony and not only the diagnosis, but the treatment that they all can share together. So this is really important that we have a native setting to help establish this.
I would imagine, too, to realize you're not alone in this disease, and you're not alone in this diagnosis, and that you can share that with the talking circle.
Yes.
When you look at men and breast cancer screenings, what do you talk about with your male patients?
So, you know, like I mentioned, the early detection and prevention of cancer is extremely important for both men and women. Rarely, breast cancer does occur in men. So any abnormal, bumps or masses that males may feel, that would, you know, certainly don't be afraid to bring this up, because in that rare case, it certainly could be a male having breast cancer. So that, you know, when you go to your routine visits, please talk with your doctor and be honest about all your aches and ailments, including any bumps or lumps.
We're talking about how Native American people battle breast cancer with internist Lyle Ignace, who leads the Ignace Indian Health Center in Milwaukee. Do you have access to breast cancer screenings? Do you know when it is time to get screened? Are you a survivor? What support was key to you as you battled cancer? Join in any point, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Dr. Lyle Ignace here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We're talking about the effort to improve access to healthcare and support systems for Native American women who are going through breast cancer. Internal medicine physician Lyle Ignace is CEO of the Ignace Indian Health Clinic in Milwaukee and with us for about 10 more minutes. Dr. Ignace, I want to ask you about the clinic. You were right around 4 years old when your father, Dr. Gerald Ignace, established the then Milwaukee Indian Health Clinic. And today you've stepped into your father's shoes as CEO of the clinic. What have you learned from him? What has he passed on to you in medicine and in life?
Yeah, this is, so you're aging me a little bit, but I will answer. One thing about growing up in regards to my father is that he's been a tremendous mentor. He's always been involved in Native health, and so that was part of my growing up and being around not only individuals, other health professionals as peers and mentors, but he has certainly helped enlighten me in how important health is, not only to family, but also to natives. And that has grown into a love and a passion that I have in addressing health disparities in natives. And that has been with me ever since I decided to go into medicine. And that has taken me to, several places, to New Mexico, working on the Navajo Reservation, to going back to school in Boston, going to headquarters and Indian Health Service in Rockville, Maryland, and coming back to Wisconsin here and bringing that home and taking all the knowledge that I've experienced and seen and being able to apply it for natives here in Milwaukee.
He really stressed education to you.
It's really important. It always has been. Even with his father, education was the path to leading a successful life. And medicine became a passion for him as it has for me, and that's led us to being physicians, Native physicians for Native people.
one of the things he saw when he established the clinic in 73 were, he saw barriers, right? He saw people, Native American people, moving into urban areas, facing cultural, economic barriers in the healthcare system. And I'm wondering what has changed. Do these barriers still exist? What is most pressing to realize here as you look over the decades?
Yeah, so I would think back in the 70s, at that time, probably the biggest issue was access to care. We had individuals who, you know, primarily lived on reservations, migrating to now urban settings. And, you know, as individuals get older, obviously, you know, health conditions become more prevalent. And as a result, you need a healthcare service. And having insurance was also a big issue. So being able to offer health services and accessible services to a Native population that is uninsured or underinsured was extremely important, especially with the health disparities that existed that have continued to persist even to this day.
That continue to persist to this day. And I'm wondering, you know, when you do have patients who lack insurance or who say, you know, I don't know how to pay for this treatment, I don't know where to go from here in seeing us, the specialists, to getting the insulin, right? Or how to manage the high blood pressure. How do you approach those barriers?
I think today, certainly with the Affordable Care Act and individuals being enrolled in state or with third-party coverage now, especially with Medicaid, that has helped our Native community greatly, especially with the ability to have access and be able to manage costs related to chronic conditions like diabetes, like cardiovascular disease. And even have the ability to see subspecialists now. And so that has changed, especially in the last, 5 to 6 years. And will have a dramatic impact, not just on the management and chronic care, but also long-term looking at improving Native life expectancy.
I want to pick your brain about the pandemic for a moment, because in addition to being an internist, you have that strong public health background. What insights have you gleaned in the pandemic about how we are handling COVID?
Yeah, so, you know, as this pandemic has rolled out, I'm sure everyone is well aware of the impact of, you know, the elective procedures that were canceled early on. You know, once things started shutting down, hospitals started reducing their elective procedures, and that included prevention and cancer screenings. And so there was a huge delay and backlog of getting people back into the clinical setting to get these preventive screenings and mammography, colonoscopies, you know, two of the bigger screening procedures. And that has severely impacted our Native community. I think at one point the rates for mammography for Native women was about 70%. With the pandemic, that has dramatically reduced, and some are estimating that maybe 10% of women were actually getting, Native women were getting their mammography screens. And so now there's a delay, there's a backlog, and, you know, that time segment that allows for this early detection now has been delayed. And could that mean progression of disease, cancer, to a later, a later staging or more invasive, and time will tell. We're trying to get people back into that normal healthcare setting, especially around screenings. And it's tough because people are hesitant to go back. because of the pandemic. So that's so these are things that our facility's working on and trying to be proactive and engaging women everywhere we go to assure that they that they're screening that if they are eligible for screening that we can do that.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Dr. Lyle Ignace, who is CEO at the Gerald L. Ignace Indian Health Center in Milwaukee. The COVID vaccine, you were one of the first people in Milwaukee to receive vaccination. How have you been encouraging patients to get vaccinated? What are those conversations like?
Yeah, I think at first, I think I was probably the first Native physician in the state of Wisconsin to get the vaccine. I did it by a live Facebook and on December 15th. I remember that because I was a little nervous, but I was glad I had it done. But that's just one of those, you know, abilities to lead by example. And if I could do that and do it live, I had no problem doing that, especially knowing the impact of what a vaccine could actually do and the benefits that it could prevent. And I've taken that message from there to, you know, weekly town hall discussions to the Native community. And it really is about assuring that Natives of all age understand all of the information that is coming out. And it's a lot. And they understand not just the preventative approaches, but also the intervention of vaccines, therapeutics, and the impact on the Native community, not just here in Milwaukee, but in the state. So that was one part approach to our public health. The other was to set up campaigns, campaigns specifically to vaccinate our Native community. So we held several campaigns and back in February and March, and it was a really good success, and we're continuing to do that even to this day, and as well as booster.
Dr. Ignace, thank you for your work. Thank you for joining us. Dr. Lyle Ignace, CEO of the Gerald L. Ignace Indian Health Center in Milwaukee. You're listening to the Ideas Network.